This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are the Elder Things.
There's a monster in my podcast.
They do a really ballsy move at the beginning of this, which is just say, I don't know, go read Mounds of Madness.
Yep. There's a very complete description that we don't have time to reprint here.
Right. Which this is a story you should read anyway, because it's amazing. However.
Yep. Exactly. It's very funny. They also just don't assume, like, I wonder what the Venn diagram is of people who have this book who haven't read At the Mountains of Madness. There's like one dude. It should just say Terry at the end of this.
Terrence? Yeah, God damn like, it, Terrence. Like,
go read Mountains of Madness, for Christ's sakes.
We're not going to fucking chew your steak up for you, Terrence.
These things are great. They're one of like the, I think one of the most successful like weird designs.
Yes.
That he's done where it doesn't look like anything that you would imagine as a classical alien or animal or anything.
Right. And the thing that makes it amazing is radial symmetry. Like it doesn't have like whatever humans have, like brachial symmetry or whatever, like, you know, left and right. You just said like, I don't know, starfish are weird. So what if we just arrange this thing around a cylinder? Instant weird.
Yep. It is the weird barrel shaped creatures with wings that go into these slots.
Yes.
It's armed. And these things have like, they're also really interesting in Lovecraft stuff as far as something that's not explicitly malevolent and evil.
Mm-hmm.
They also created human life.
Yeah. they may have done that by accident. Yeah. Yep. So like, what is it? There's that theory that all life on Earth was just a result of detritus that came here on comets. Mm-hmm. The Elder Things were those comets. Either by flying through space on their membranous wings or by like warping here through the great white space.
Yep. Which is their weird way of kind of teleporting like Nightcrawler, essentially. They're also the things that created the Shoggoths, which we'll get to those guys, that want to be free.
Yes.
Shoggoths are Antifa comrades. Yeah, is the thing you have to learn.
Rise
up. Yeah, rise up. These things are generally really good.
Mm-hmm.
I like an Elder Thing quite a bit.
Yes. I really want to pick up this module, the Beyond the Mountains of Madness campaign, because that is...
Well, this is the second time we've seen it referred to.
Yes.
Because those little globulets, those little apple...
Yeah, the seeds.
Yeah. Are about that from the God Trap.
The Elder Pharos. Way into it. I also like that. I mean, just like, so, you know, we did that episode of Bonfireside Chat about At the Mountains of Madness, mostly because we just wanted to talk about that story. But I love that they communicate by, you know, just like piping whistles and stuff. And I love that the majority of that story is just like, oh, these things made art.
Yeah. It's about walking into their culture.
Yeah.
You know, and it's also a really strong part in Dark Corners of the Earth.
Aren't those polyps that attack you?
You do fight polyps, but you're in the Arctic or whatever. Like you're underground in the area where there are Shoggoths and polyps and shit.
Oh, weird.
So you get how are the Elder Things in that? They're like referred to in there. Like you get the weapons of them.
No,
I'm thinking of the Shadows Out of Time creatures.
The Yogg-Sothoth or whatever. Or the Yith.
Yith. Yith is what I'm thinking of, sorry.
Yeah. I was thinking, so the other thing is like maybe you saw some of their prints, like maybe you saw some of their writing like etched into the walls, but I don't know.
There's something with them because you fight the Shoggoth with them, which are the ones that the deep ones get, because they get a pocket Shoggoth, which we learned about last session. So they upload their eye Shoggoth. These would be rife for a game that does something similar, and I really want to play that new Call of Cthulhu game and see what it does.
It's sitting over there in my living room right now.
Oh man, I don't trust myself to buy it right now because I have podcast homework to do. This is the year I think in games where like a lot of things people are complaining about them being janky and shitty, but they're janky and shitty in a way that's like super made for me.
Yeah, Vampire.
Is a really good example of that. The Call of Cthulhu game sounds a lot like that. All of the reviews I've read, and I've read plenty of like positive reviews of it, actually just like straight up unapologetic, like, no, this is actually really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And like it seems to fall into the survival horror thing of like, oh, this will max out at like a 7 out of 10, but like it will use all 7 of those points.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm very excited. I'm gonna get myself that as a treat. I think once I beat a WoF game, the next WoF game I beat. So I've got a little cash and I really want to play it.
Yes.
The and I hope that it starts messing around with this. Like the I think these do show up in one of the adventure games.
Oh, like the Shadow of the Comet or whatever?
It might be the other one. It might be the Prisoner of Ice one.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think that these have been in a video game somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not great comedy content.
No.
Me trying to remember something. unless I've been Yithed.
Maybe
that's why I'm trying to remember.
Oh.
Maybe I was a prisoner of Yith when I read that entry in the adventure game book.
Mm.
And now I'm back, baby.
Hi, Gary. Welcome back. As we're talking to Yith you, I'm very confused. No, I don't...
Yith me is extremely similar to normal me. He's just got a bigger dick.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.